It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, back to the doggy duo of Rin Tin Tin Rick Bruce and Lassie Lee Cohen.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we've been speaking this morning with Kathleen Goodman, the author of the book Puppy Possibilities. And Kathleen, you've got what you call your recipe for training. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I have a recipe card that I put together entitled Raising the Companion of Your Dreams. And with any recipe, you have ingredients, which would be one human with an upbeat attitude, 1 8-week-old puppy eager to please, ready to learn, a copy of Puppy Possibilities, your illustrated cookbook, and a pocket full of cookies or a nifty toy for impromptu rewards. There are tools and props, just like you'd need if you were baking a cake, and those are defined in each show-and-tell segment of my book. And the method, or the how-to, you follow each chapter in sequence to learn my secrets to success. You teach your pup with a firm but gentle hand, enabling him to succeed at pleasing you. You say your pup's name first, then the directive, so the puppy knows, I'm talking to you, not someone else. Post my vocabulary on your fridge and incorporate those directives into your daily routine so everyone in the family is on the same page, talking the same talk. Practice 10 minutes a day and always end with the directive he performs perfectly. And you prove his ability to perform each concept 100% before moving forward. The big key, be patient and fair. Did you deliver the correct cue? Be honest in your evaluation. And your result? A relationship built on trust, love, and communication, equaling a happy, confident pup and a family ready to share a lifetime of tail wagging fun.
Well, it sounds like you've got the exact right formula, because one of the things that I can tell you is that the reward system is so important, and some people think of the rewards as only being treats, and that's not necessarily the case in my experience, because one of the things that you did teach me that we were mentioning before we came on the air was that I've trained one of my dogs to go out to his office, which is where he does his business, and the thing that's made him love to go out there is that whenever he does, the other dog doesn't come with him. It's just him, and it's him and his master spending one-on-one time as we walk across the yard toward his office, and he loves that one-on-one time. So whenever I say it's time to go to the office, he gets very excited and goes out and does his business, and that's a trick that I took from you.
I love it. That one-on-one time. And you're not out there for very long. I'm sure he's delivering that calling card.
No question.
You know, no problemo. And, you know, it's that sort of thing that just makes my day, I have to tell you, hearing a success story like that. And, yes, it is, some people might say, just doing his business. But, hey, he's happy. You're happy. And then the other dog gets his individual time, too.
Well, exactly right. And he's the one that we use the squeaky toy with to get in from outside. And that's his incentive, is he likes playing with the toy, whereas the one who goes to the office, he doesn't like playing with toys. So there's no incentive there. So it took a while of really figuring out what motivates each of these two characters to do what it is that I want them to do. And I admit it took me about 6 or 7 years, but I finally managed to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, there's that truth. You can't teach old dogs new tricks. And Lee, you were trained.
Well, you're never alone when it comes to old dogs. There are plenty of us around.
Well, but the tone of voice, clearly, I think you're right about that, because one of the things I've cautioned my wife about is if she and I ever get into a disagreement, you can instantly see it on the faces of the dogs, because they just know something is wrong. Yeah. And they don't like it when their humans are not getting along with each other. And so we've learned we're not allowed to fight with each other, because we'll upset the dogs.
That's right. Not in front of the dogs.
Yeah.
Let them go outdoors or go in there in the TV room or wherever while you have your discussion elsewhere. That's right. My dogs immediately, they get very quiet and they'll go and lie down. And you know, I'll have to say to my husband, we can't fight in front of the dogs. It upsets them. Yeah. And then we both start laughing and forget about what we were fighting about anyway, so that's a good thing.
Well, and it does make a difference, and you're exactly right about thinking about the expression on your face as well, because sometimes it's funny. I've heard in human communications that 93% of it is nonverbal, and yeah. Whenever I'm around a dog, that's reinforced to me. They don't understand the words, but they sure as heck understand everything else that's going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They read us so well. And interestingly enough, as humans, sometimes we find it very difficult to understand our dogs or read their behavior. So it's a matter of taking the time and paying attention, always thinking before we do, and if we say it, follow through. Mm-hmm. That adds consistency to it. And you know, add a cookie to it and your pup will surely do it. Or maybe it's a toy and there's all sorts of puppy joy.
Well, that's...
Oh, my God, I can't even believe I said that.
No, there's nothing wrong with rhyming on this show. But I will say to you that is one thing, though, that people do, I believe, need to look for, is that sometimes a cookie is not that big of an incentive to some dogs. And it's really that toy that yep. can make a difference. And that's where we've talked about ball drive before on the show, and it can make a
yeah.
difference. So, Kathleen, we're about out of time. If people are interested in getting your book or finding out more information, where do they go to get it?
They go to puppytrek.com, like Star Trek, but puppy.
Okay, fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Kathleen Goodman, the author of the book, Puppy Possibilities. Kathleen, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you again.
Thank you, fellas. So nice to be on the air with you again.
It was our pleasure. And Rick, I love the conversation today. I've got to tell you, I'm going to have to clean up, because between pigs and puppy possibility and just your name, I feel like I've made a mess everywhere. But the truth is, we're out of time. So on behalf of our producers, Mark Price and Scott Holliday, my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great weekend. We'll talk with you again next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.